This episode of Locked On MLB is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. They're good for you. They're tasty, and I can't get enough of the mint brownie. Use promo code Locked On for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Let's get on with the show.
You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to the first ever Locked On MLB quiz show. This is the podcast hosted by me, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully, where I am bringing on three hosts of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day, to go head-to-head in trivia. The prize is a copy of Dan Epstein's book, Stars and Strikes, a fantastic compilation of the history of baseball from 1976. Trust me, it's worth reading. And one of these three people will get that book. Will it be Jeff Snyder from Locked On Dodgers? Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Sully?
I'm outstanding. But it's time to move on to Miller Thomas of Locked On Diamondbacks. Let's go. And the man whose format I have deliberately ripped off for this podcast, as he did something very similar with Locked On Mariners, to show my appreciation for his originality, I'm bringing on board from Locked On Mariners, Mr. D.C. Lundberg. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. I just hope that I do not crash and burn.
Well, one of you will crash and burn. That's just the nature of the beast. And you can listen to them crash and burn on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at LockedOnMLB_net. You can follow me. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. So here's how it's going to work. We have two rounds that we're going to play. The first round, the questions are 5, 10, and 15 points. And the second round, we've doubled the point value. For some of the questions, there is a multiple choice. If one of our contestants knows the answer without hearing the multiple choice questions and they get it right, they get the points plus 5 bonus points. But if they are super cocky and say, oh, I know that, and they jump in without hearing the choices and they get it wrong, they got to sit out, and the other two will hear the choices and move on. Highest points win the books. Lowest point gets shame, nothing but shame. And at the very end, we will have the impossible trivia question that if you get it right, you can put up how many points you want as a bet, and the highest point total will win. It's basically a quiz show. You got it? Let's not overthink this. I'm going to ask stuff. They're going to answer it. The categories today are Cy Young Award and MVP histories. Miller Thomas, are you ready?
I'm ready.
DC, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Jeff, are you ready?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
All right. Hands on buzzers. Okay. Now, based upon the fact that I stole this format from DC, I'm giving DC the chance to go first. The three categories are October Cy Youngs, Cy Young teams, and acquiring Cy Youngs. Which one will it be, DC?
Let's go with acquiring Cy Youngs, please. Let's start off easy with 5.
This is about teams who pick up Cy Young Award winners, either as a free agent or in a trade. Which pitcher did not win a Cy Young Award in their first season with a new club? Willie Hernandez, Roy Halladay, Randy Johnson, or Pedro Martinez? DC.
Randy Johnson.
Is incorrect. He won the Cy Young Award his first year with the Arizona Diamondbacks. The board goes to Jeff and to Millard. Oh, Jeff.
I'm going to go with Willie Hernandez.
That is incorrect. He was acquired by the Phillies and won the Cy Young Award with the Tigers. So Millard, which one is it?
Pedro
is right.
Let's go.
5 points for Millard. Pedro was acquired by the Red Sox in 1998. Roger Clemens won the Cy Young Award that year. Millard, you have the board.
Let's do Cy Young teams for five, please.
Which Dodger great did not win a Cy Young Award? Don Drysdale, Don Newcomb, Don Sutton, or Fernando Valenzuela? Jeff.
Don Sutton.
Don Sutton is correct. It was a parade of Dons. Meanwhile, Jeff, you have the board.
Let's stick with Cy Young teams for 10.
This is a bonus one. What non-expansion team has never had a Cy Young Award winner? All right, everyone's keeping their powder dry. Is it the Tigers, the Indians, the Pirates, or the Reds? Jeff.
I'm going to go with the Pirates.
That would be incorrect. You just broke Doug Drabeck's heart. Millard.
I had a 50-50 chance.
Is it who is the Reds?
The Reds. Millard picks up 10. Millard running away with it. DC. Absolutely embarrassing himself. Okay. Coming up next, it's Millard has the board.
May I do October Cy Youngs for five, Sully?
Which former Cy Young Award winner played in the postseason in four straight years with four different teams? Which former Cy Young Award? Ooh, DC.
It's not Jack Morris, is it?
Jack Morris? It is not Jack Morris. Actually, not a bad guess. But let me go through the choices, and you'll see that Jack Morris isn't even one of the choices. Which former Cy Young winner played in the postseason in four straight years with four different teams? Was it Zach Greinke, Randy Johnson, Cliff Lee, or David Price? Jeff.
I think it was probably Cliff Lee.
It was not Cliff Lee. The Millard, you got it.
I'll go with Zach Greinke.
You're all wrong. It was David Price. 2013 with the Rays, 2014 with the Tigers, 2015 with the Blue Jays, 2016 with the Red Sox. Millard has the board. Yes, Millard, you still have the board.
Can I do October Cy Youngs for 10, Sully?
Of these World Series MVPs, which one of them never won the Cy Young Award? Tom Glavin, Bob Gibson, Curt Schilling, Frank Viola. Jeff.
Curt Schilling.
That would be correct. All right, we've got a tie. It's 15-15. DC, anytime you want to play is fine. Okay, Jeff, you've got the board.
Let's finish out October Cy Youngs.
October Cy Youngs for 15. And this one is a bonus one. So if you know ahead of time, buzz in. Who was the last pitcher to throw a World Series clinching complete game the same year he won the Cy Young Award? Here are the choices. Josh Beckett, Oral Hershiser, Greg Maddux, Jack Morris. Jeff.
I'm going to go with Oral Hershiser.
You would be correct. It is Oral Hershiser. Beckett and Morris threw complete games to clinch the World Series, but they didn't win the Cy Young Awards. Maddux did not clinch the World Series that year. Okay, moving on. We have three more left before we go end this round. You have the floor, Jeff.
Cy Young teams for 15.
This one has a bonus. What team did David Cone pitch for when he won his Cy Young Award? Jeff.
It was the Royals.
You got 15 plus 5. Look at that. Moving on. We only got two more left in the Cy Young category. It's on acquiring Cy Youngs. Which one are you going to go with?
Let's do 10 points.
This one has a bonus. Which pitcher won the Cy Young Award the year he began in another league? In other words, winning either the A or the NL Cy Young Award while starting the season in the other league. Who's the only pitcher to do that? Jeff.
I believe it was Rick Sutcliffe in 1984.
It was Rick Indians. Rick Sutcliffe is correct. Another bonus for Jeff, who is starting to pull away. And to end the round one, there's only one left. So which one are you going to go? Are you going to do it?
I'll go with the one that's left.
You're going to go with the one that's left. Okay. Who is the only pitcher to win back-to-back Cy Young Awards pitching for two different teams? He won the Cy Young for one team in 1 year and then another team with the second one. Millard buzzing in, wants the bonus.
Is it Pedro Martinez?
It is not. A great guess, but no, Jeff.
Maddox with the Cubs and the Braves, right?
Unbelievable. You're on a roll. It was Greg Maddox. And so Jeff has 85. Millard has 15. DC, how you doing?
I'm having a hell of a time watching Jeff clean the clock against Millard and myself.
Well, you know, Millard started off super strong. Jeff, put on the aft thrusters, and DC, anytime you want to play, feel free.
Yeah. I think Millard and I are going to go after a sandwich while Jeff finishes the game by himself.
Well, look, if you need some extra energy as we get to the second round, and Miller and DC, you may need to get that little bit of boost if you want to take on Jeff. You know what I would do? I would get yourself a Built Bar. And let me tell you, which one am I holding right here? I am holding Toffee Almond. That sounds great, doesn't it? All these flavors sound great. Have you guys been eating your Built Bars?
Absolutely.
The chocolate orange one, yes.
Yeah, they're pretty good. What do you like, DC? What do you like, Jeff? Will you tell us what are your favorite ones?
Yeah, I was gonna have to agree with DC on the chocolatey orange one. That one just has a nice little zesty to it.
Yeah, a little zesty.
I'm a big Jeff, fan of chocolate and peanut butter together. So there's a chocolate peanut butter one that was really, really good.
I'm telling you what I love. I love chocolate raspberry. Chocolate raspberry is the bomb. And I love mint brownie. It's the amount, only 110 calories, 15 grams of protein. They taste good. They're good for it. And tell you what, guys, I know you guys know this, but the people out there need to know. We've got ourselves an offer. If you go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get $10 off your first order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off BuiltBar.com. Can you guys beat that? Can you top that? I don't think you can. I know I can't. And I'll tell you though, I got to tell you guys a little secret. DC, Millard, Jeff, I'm going to tell you a little secret.
What is it?
I can't live on Built Bars alone, as great as they are. Sometimes I've got to order in and support some of my local businesses. What do you think I should use? What do you think I should use when I want to order in from restaurants?
I would like to buzz in and say Postmates.
Postmates, boom. God, Jeff got the bonus too on the Postmates. Oh my God. Now, Millard, did you know that they can drop stuff off right at your front door? They're keeping in mind everything going on in the world. And DC, I don't know if you're going to believe this. I'm glad you're sitting down. Postmates doesn't just deliver burgers or fish and chips or stuff like that. If I need
stuff, go on, Sully.
If I want something from Walgreens, from 7-Eleven, they're dropping it outside my door. So I know what you're thinking. You're thinking this is probably way too intense and complicated to get a service like this. And this is where you're all wrong. All you got to do is download the Postmates app on iOS or Android, find your favorites, and get anything you want within the hour. Now look at guys.
That sounds awesome, Sully. But yeah, I'd need free delivery credit in order to make it worth it, really.
Do you know what, Jeff? I'm going to make a deal for you. And do you know what? Anyone else can hear my voice. You can cash in on this deal, too. For a limited time, Postmates and I, we've worked on this together. We just came up with this. We're giving anyone who can hear my voice $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days.
How much?
$100 for seven
days.
That's
$101.
I know. Right on the cusp. But I just realized something. We need to have some sort of a passcode because we can't have everyone doing this. I got an idea. Locked on. They can use the code locked on. So that's,
I like it.
You know, yeah, I just came up with that. That's code locked on for $100 of free delivery credit over your first 7 days when you download the Postmates apps. You know, guys, I got myself a master's in communications at Washington State University. So I have a knack for things like slogans and advertising and everything. And I just came up with one. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it.
Woo! Ooh, oh, you turned the name of the company into a verb.
I know. That's the best. Well, folks, we are back here at the first ever Locked On MLB quiz, or as I like to call it, the Jeff Snyder coronation ceremony. But do you know what? Point totals are double in this round.
Uh-oh.
DC and Millard might be playing rope-a-dope right now. Jeff may be winded. And keep in mind, we have ourselves the impossible final question, which everyone could put their bets in, and who knows? Someone might get a little cocky, and you may wind up winning. But hey, we are moving on to the second round, which is MVPs, which stands for Most Valuable Player. That was not going to be one of the questions. If you thought that was going to be a question, what does MVP stand for?
Oh, DC was ready to score some points.
Yeah, because I need some points to be able to play the final question, and so far I have zilch.
Zilch. You got nothing. You got yourself some built. You got some built bars, which is fine.
I might need 5 or 6 of them to complete this round.
So we got ourselves multiple MVPs, MVP oddities, which are strange coincidences or strange trivia about MVPs, and once again, MVP teams. On several of the questions, there will be a bonus. I'll let you know ahead of time. Jeff, you have the board.
Let's just start at the top left. Multiple MVPs for 10.
Who is the only person to win the MVP in both the National League and the American League? Jeff.
Frank Robinson.
That's Frank Robinson, 10 plus the bonus. So that's an additional 15 for Jeff. This is starting to be one of those years where they're clinching the division in August. So you guys better pull out. You better hit the aft thrusters. Hey, Jeff, guess what? You got the board.
Let's go to 20. Same category.
Who is the only person to win back-to-back MVPs for 2 different teams? Hey, DC, Barry Bonds. Look at that. DC is on the board with 25. Look at that. He gets the bonus. Oh, Millard, you got to wake up. You can't have DC Lappy here. Okay, you're on the board.
I want to try MVP oddities, please. Let's go all the way to 30 on that one, though.
Ooh.
Ooh, MVP oddities.
I need to catch up.
Who is the only member of the 600 home run club to never win the MVP? Jeff.
I'm just guessing, but Jim Thome?
Jim Thome, you got it. You nailed it, 35.
Yep.
Boom. So
I couldn't remember for sure that if he got 600. I was pretty sure he had.
612, I think.
All right, Jeff, you're on the board.
A former Dodger great Jim Thome, by the way.
Oh,
Let's go back to multiple MVPs for 30.
Who did not win the MVP in 2 different decades? Barry Bonds, Willie Mays, Cal Ripken Jr., Mike Schmidt. DC.
B.
Willie Mays?
Yeah, that's my answer.
Incorrect.
Of course it is.
Jeff.
Mike Schmidt.
It would be Mike Schmidt.
Oh, no, that was
my answer, too. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, well, I'll give. Do you want, Millard? I'll give you an extra point for that.
Let's get it.
Okay, Jeff, you've got the board.
MVP oddities for 20.
Who was the last MVP to win on a losing team? Jeff.
Was it A-Rod?
Nope. Millard, you buzzing in?
Yeah, was it Mike Trout?
It was Mike Trout in 2019.
Yeah, he never won.
All right, 20 for Millard. He's on the board again. He's taking the lead over DC. Okay, this is a race for second for the wild card here. Okay, Millard, you got the board.
MVP teams for 30.
Ooh, he's going for the 30.
Need to catch up, don't we, Millard?
Yeah, the throat. I'm going for the throat.
Which team has not had an MVP since 1948?
Oh, my God.
That's the bonus. One team has not had an MVP since 1948. Jeff.
I think it's the Indians.
And you would be right. Oh, my goodness. That gets Jeff to 200. Okay. So, moving on. Jeff, you've got the board.
MVP teams 420.
Jeff is in the lead, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Oh, really? I didn't notice.
Jose Altuve won the second MVP in Astros history. Who won the first? This is a bonus on here. You can get 25. Millard.
Who is Jeff Kent?
Not Jeff Kent. DC.
Jeff Bagwell.
Jeff Bagwell is correct. And you get the bonus because I never read it. So DC is 50. All right, DC. There's two left here.
I'll take oddities, please.
Who are the only Rookie of the Year winners to win the MVP in the same year? Jeff.
Freddie Lynn and Ichiro, right?
Yep. That's right. Yeah. You got it.
I'll take the last one. MVP teams for 10.
Which Reds Hall of Famer never won an MVP? Johnny Bench, Barry Larkin, Joe Morgan, Tony Perez. Jeff.
Tony Perez.
And that would be right. Jeff has 210.
Oh, my.
DC has 60. Millard has 35. All right. We can still make it interesting, especially if Jeff loses his darn mind. We are going to have the impossible final question. DC, how much are you putting on the line? How much are you betting of your 60 points?
59 of them, please.
59 for DC. Millard, how many of your 35 points are you going to bet?
My wager after Jeff?
No, I asked you a question.
I'm wagering 1 point.
Jeff, how much are you wagering?
So I will wager 90 points.
Yeah! All right. We're making it interesting. Here is the impossible final question. Okay, does everyone have something to write with?
Yes.
All right, groovy. This is basically a race for second place. Who is the only pitcher to win the Cy Young Award, MVP Award, and throw a complete game World Series clincher in the same year? Cy Young Award, MVP Award, and throw a World Series clincher in the same year. I'm going to give you all 20 seconds to come up with your answer. That's a pretty good year. How was your year? Well, I won the Cy Young Award, the MVP, and I clinched the World Series with a complete game victory. That's not so bad. No, it's not. You must feel good. Yes, I do. Pencils down. Here we go. Wagering a mighty 59 out of 60 points. DC, what do you got?
I said Von Eshelman. No, I said Vida Blue.
Vida Blue, not a bad guess. Not a bad guess. Millard, what is your guess?
I don't know if you can see, but I put Verlander.
Verlander, also not a bad guess. Jeff, what do you have?
Denny McClain.
Not a bad guess at all. But the problem is you are all wrong.
Of course,
the answer is Sandy Koufax in 1963. So the final
Jeff,
tallies
your team.
In dead last place was DC with one.
Hey, I got something.
In second place with 34 points in honor of Big Poppy, Millard Thomas. If I had Jeff bet it all, he would have lost it all, but instead, the victor. Jeff, you're winning with 120 points. Fantastic work. And hey, still a respectable score. And the winner of a copy of Stars and Strikes by Dan Epstein, ladies and gentlemen, Locked On Dodgers own Jeff Snyder, take a bow.
I am bowing, and I am only a little embarrassed that I missed the final question when it was the pitcher who I named my second son after.
You know what? I'm almost going to give the game to Millard just because, I mean, that's, yeah. I threw a pitch to you going, oh man, Jeff's been cleaning up and he is going to wind up with 300 points. But no, you still won, and a winner is a winner. Bang the trash cans. You won legitimately. Jeff Snyder of Locked On Dodgers, thanks so much. You are the winner of a copy of Stars and Strikes by Dan Epstein. Jeff Snyder, host of Locked On Dodgers. Check out that podcast. Millard Thomas, host of Locked On Diamondbacks, following one of the strange, but in some ways most interesting teams in baseball, because I don't know how they're contending, but they did, and they snagged Madison Bumgarner while they're at it. DC Lundberg, who finishes with 1 point, which is one more than the total number of Seattle Mariners pennants in their history. So there's that to go on. And folks, hope you enjoyed this. This show is available on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app and all the places I listed at the beginning of the show. Check us out on Instagram at LockedOnMLB and at LockedOnMLB_net on Twitter. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball. This has been the first ever Locked On MLB quiz. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please, I'm begging you, call me Sully.